Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, today we're going to talk about weaponizing persuasion.
This is the one that scares me.
Is it?
Remember yesterday, I said this is a feels like a bit of a slippery slope.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be conspiratorial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you and I are not conspiratorial theorists.
Not typically. And except when it comes to ancient aliens. I'm sure that they helped with the pyramids. And Stonehenge.
So let's say, this word weaponizing.
Yeah.
You see it the first time and you think, well, maybe this is overstating the case. Mm-hmm. The case being, is digital media
mm-hmm.
purposely designed to get users hooked?
Yeah.
That's the topic we're discussing today. And this is called weaponizing persuasion. And persuasion refers to persuasive technology,
right,
which we've discussed, that the digital technologies are specifically designed to make you use them,
right,
over and over and over and over, and to keep you using
right.
them.
Right.
Okay, and so this second part of this discussion is weaponizing persuasion.
Yeah, and so you know, just building from that, you know, the mm-hmm. idea that we talked yesterday about the intermittent reinforcers. And how powerful of a reinforcement
right.
schedule that is.
Every psychologist in the country teaches mm-hmm. that intermittent reinforcement is the strongest
right.
type of
reinforcement. That's your slot machines.
Those slot machines. Yeah.
And what we have here with the idea of weaponizing persuasion mm-hmm. is we're throwing out cookies. We're throwing out little
you
nuggets.
Don't mean cookies like on the computer.
Not on the computer. That was good.
Computer cookies.
No,
see, but
that was
I'm
good.
Getting there, right?
Yeah, that was fantastic.
I'm so proud of myself.
I am too. That's great.
You mean cookie crumbs like Hansel and Gretel?
Yes.
Okay.
And or Reese's Pieces like E.T.
Oh, E.T.
Yeah, there you go.
Bring it even closer to the present.
but that is what's happening with a lot of the video games is that they and the technology is that. There's little pieces that are dropped here and there, and you know, if you accomplish this task, you may get this reward, mm-hmm. or if you do this, then you may get that reward. You know, in Snapchat, for example, there's a thing called streaks, right?
I wouldn't know
that one.
streaks, I have a Snapchat.
I know you do.
But I forget to use it.
I know you do.
I have Instagram, too.
I know you do.
I don't know how to use it, but I have it.
I know you do. You have a Facebook
that
you don't use because you're not sure how to use
it. This is interesting that you mentioned Facebook. Because Mark Zuckerberg is going to testify. Today is his first day to testify
mm-hmm.
in Congress about this Analytica, Cambridge Analytica scandal mm-hmm. that's been in the news, which is about this very topic.
Right.
That, well, not this topic, but related to this topic,
mm-hmm.
is that these things like Snapchat, Instagram, video games, Facebook, cell phones are specifically designed to keep people using them.
Right.
But we'll talk about Cambridge Analytica later in the week,
right.
What role that plays. And it's interesting that and quite by accident that we're talking about this mm-hmm. when Mark Zuckerberg is going to be testifying
right.
in front of Congress about these issues.
Yeah.
But today's issue is about how these things keep you attached,
right.
keep you going, keep
right.
you moving, keep you playing.
Right. So Snapchat has these streaks.
What is a streak?
And so what you want to do, what the goal is to snap with someone every day in a row. So your streak is how many days in a row you're connecting to somebody with somebody.
Same person or somebody?
With the same person.
Okay.
So you can have, you and I could have a streak.
Okay.
You know, Dr. Ellen and I could have a streak, you know.
What do you get for having a streak?
you get a bigger number for your streak. I don't know.
I mean, do kids talk about this? Like, we have a streak that goes 100.
After on Sunday, this past Sunday, after our soccer match at 4 o'clock in the afternoon or so, I heard my son pulled his phone out because he was checking stuff, and he says, "Oh no, I forgot to do my streaks for the day." And so then he went through and he did all of his streaks. So it's, that's another example of how it keeps us engaged, because, you know, it creates these little, awards that you get, or little badges that you get, or, acknowledgements that you get when you attain a particular level. And so the goal is to achieve that level, and they do it very, very well.
So it's not that you get anything for it, it's just the bragging rights.
Right.
We have a streak of this, and mm-hmm. we have a streak of that. So, do you know what a hula hoop is? You know what a yo-yo is?
Are you talking about the toys?
The toys.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So we, in our day, we would say, well, I did this 200 times.
Right.
Or I did a pogo stick 500 times. Or I did a hula hoop 600 times. So it's the same kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we would go back and use it. We would do it over and over and over right. again. Okay.
To try to get a higher number.
Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing. It's just digital.
Right. Right.
And more compelling, because right. you have many more tentacles.
Mm-hmm.
So Connor could have, your son could have 10 people he's doing that with.
Or more. Or, yeah, more.
Or more than yeah. 10.
Yeah. And the goal, again, is because of the way that, and this is where the persuasive technology comes in, is that they, you know, if you achieve this level, if you do it this many times, you'll get a badge. Now, that badge means nothing.
You do get a badge?
I don't know about that necessarily with the streaks, but in different games or different technology.
So you can say what you've achieved.
Right.
I've achieved
mm-hmm.
purple.
Right.
It's like a belt in karate.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you go to school the next day, you can talk about right. what you've achieved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So... you know, all of these things have these missions or these goals and things like that, and it keeps you engaged because they're set just high enough to where it's ambitious, but not so high that it's unattainable.
Okay.
And so you know, as long as you're persistent, you're going to get to it. And it's really interesting.
So the designers are designing games that keep you playing.
Right.
The goal is to keep you on mm-hmm. that screen.
Right.
Why?
Because the more that you play, mm-hmm. the more that you're engaged in a particular game, the more likely you are, you know, with some of these things to get money. You know, certainly the company is going to gain money with, whether it's, you know, Snapchat or in any of the games, they have advertisers that will get more revenue when the ads come up, or they some of the games will have loot crates. And so you can loot, L-O-O-T.
Mm-hmm.
So you can buy things. You know, when you achieve a certain level, you can buy things or
for the game.
Right. But what's really interesting is if you're having a difficult time achieving a level, it's okay. You just buy a loot crate, and the loot crate will get you all the things or most of the things that you would get once you attain that level.
You buy it with money.
You can buy it with real money.
Okay.
Right.
So
they call them microtransactions.
So in TV days, we would watch programs,
mm-hmm.
and they would get us right to the edge.
Yep.
And then they would break for a commercial,
mm-hmm.
because they wanted to keep you there,
right?
To make sure you didn't go somewhere.
Right.
They wanted to advertise. Mm-hmm. So this is the same thing. They want to keep you on the screen,
right?
Because ads are going to come up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that happens with Snapchat, Instagram, video games. All these things?
It'll happen with a lot of those things, yeah.
Okay. So the goal is to keep you looking so that you keep buying.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what they mean by weaponizing persuasion, is
right.
that this is the same kind of advertising we see on TV, except that it's geared mainly for children,
mm-hmm.
teenagers,
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
of their competitive zeal. But yet adults will do the same thing.
Oh, sure.
I mean, that's what keeps you on Facebook.
Right.
And the longer you're on Facebook, the more ads you see.
Right.
Okay. So the goal is to keep you...
Right.
Keep you watching TV, keep you glued to Facebook,
right.
keep you doing the video games.
Right. And the technology is so advanced that the ads that you see are particular to you. So they are...
They're targeting you.
The things that you've looked up recently or the things that you are you know, you tend to click on, you know, they're specific to you. So like when I go to Facebook, mm-hmm. you know, there's a column of ads on the right hand side. Mm-hmm. It's typical that I'll go there and I, you know, all of those ads are from soccer.com.
Because they know where you've been.
Right.
They can tell where mm-hmm. you've been. So it's mm-hmm. like Amazon. People right. who have bought this also mm-hmm. like the, right. or you've bought these, so you might be interested in mm-hmm. these. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the goal here is to collect information about mm-hmm. you mm-hmm. so that ads can be targeted to you.
Right.
Whereas TV, if it's a Frito-Lay commercial, it's right. a Frito-Lay commercial.
Right.
And everybody in a region gets that. Maybe right. not everybody in the country gets it, right. but everybody in the region gets it. When you're on the computer, you're seeing ads. I'm seeing different ads than you're
right.
seeing.
Okay. Right.
So it's targeted
at
you.
It's an amazing algorithm okay. that they use.
And these are all algorithms. They're right. mathematical mm-hmm. formulas.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to children, mm-hmm. and it applies to both children and adults, the problem here is that the persuasive design mm-hmm. is based on psychological principles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the psychological principles are... and I'll put my glasses on to make sure I get this right. One is that they keep you there because they're appealing to basic human drives. What right. the psychologists have provided mm-hmm. is these are the basic human drives.
Right.
This is how the brain works. Mm-hmm. This is how what the brain is responding to. And if you want somebody to keep doing something, this is what you should do. Okay.
Right.
So the two principles that psychologists have provided to designers mm-hmm. are one is to achieve a goal, mm-hmm. to keep moving toward a goal. And we've
right.
talked about that in the past. We've
mm-hmm.
talked about success
right.
is achieving a goal. This illusion that you're learning something or you're getting better at mm-hmm. something, not necessarily illusion, but the feeling that I'm getting better mm-hmm. at this
right.
is a basic human need.
Right.
We want to get better at things. The other basic human need is to be social.
Mm-hmm.
To be connected to mm-hmm. other people. And so psychologists have said, these are the things that you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it works elegantly with teenagers because girls
mm-hmm.
are using social media that more than boys. Boys use it,
right.
girls use it more. Boys play video games. Girls also play video games, but more boys play video games.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also sex-based, right?
Right. Yeah. There's certainly some aspects of it being, gender.
You rarely hear of a girl being. Parents come in and they say she's addicted to her cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Where with boys, he's addicted to video games.
Right.
Typically.
Yeah. Typically.
That's what we hear.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's appealing to what those kids mm-hmm. do at that age,
right.
what boys and girls do at that age.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a hugely popular video game going right now called Fortnite. Mm-hmm. You've not heard.
How, what?
I know. I just like to oddly,
I missed that one.
So, but the interesting, fascinating thing about Fortnite is it's free. I can't remember the particular part, the particular game, Fortnite, not Royal Rumble, I can't remember what it's called, but it's a free game. Now, the company that makes Fortnite, they have a paid game as well, but this is a free game.
You have to
game.
Pay for most video games.
Right.
Okay.
All right, this is a free video game. And but what's it's so massive right now, when you go in to play it, you're dropped into a map almost like Hunger Games style.
Mm-hmm.
You're dropped into a map, and there's a storm coming in from the outside, pushing everybody to the middle, right?
Mm-hmm.
They drop 100 people in there, and it's real people from all over the world, and they're battling Last Man Standing,
mm-hmm.
okay? If you think about how many people are playing, so that anytime you go on, you're going to be thrown in with 100 people. There are millions of people playing this free game. Now, then you know, that leads a lot of these folks to going in and getting the paid game.
This is so much fun
mm-hmm.
that I'll buy the game.
Mm-hmm. And there's other, they have
now,
they
have the free
merchandise.
Game,
they have
and sell stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The free game sells you things.
I think so. I'm not sure about that part. If they have the loot crates and things like that, but
what's so compelling about this game?
It's a first person shooter. Well, it's like a third person shooter. You're behind the person, but the graphics aren't terrific. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, when you make a kill, you can get the guy to do a dance. You know, it's, I don't know. I don't know what makes it so much different than other similar games, mm-hmm. except that it's free. But that, and ask all of your patients today. Anybody under the age of 25.
Fortnite.
Okay. Ask them if they play Fortnite.
All right.
Most of them, if not all of them.
Boys and girls? Mostly boys.
Mostly boys, but I think girls know too.
Yep.
So, but this is that persuasive technology. This is the weaponizing persuasion, because they get you engaged in it.
Mm-hmm.
They do something to make you interested in it, mm-hmm. and then they'll throw out little things like with that game. They did this thing where you could, if you contacted them, I think you had to contact them, they would send you a code so that you could get the mobile version of it if you had an Apple device.
Hmm.
And then you could get the mobile version of it. And right. So now everybody has the mobile version of it.
Right.
If you have an Apple device. People with Android, they're like bummed. They're like, I don't have an Apple device, so I can't. So I don't know. I don't know if the Android version is coming or not.
Maybe
but,
Apple funded this company.
You
right?
know, it's fascinating.
Right.
It's just a fascinating process.
But clearly, what today's podcast is about is mm-hmm. when we talk about weaponizing persuasion, we're talking about, and one of the things that I think parents should know, but I think adults mm-hmm. also mm-hmm. should know, is that you are being manipulated. And that's the entire goal here is right. to manipulate you.
And adults are being manipulated with Facebook and all the things.
And the things
Pinterest.
That they do.
I mean, how many messages do you get from Pinterest?
None.
Hey, there's... I know you don't. It's okay. But how
do
many
messages...
Do you
get messages from Pinterest? Oh,
of course
right,
I do.
Because you knit and all that stuff. You do...
Pinterest isn't a knitting.
What's that stuff called? Scrapbooking. You do all that stuff. Cooking and scrapbooking.
You know what? That sounds very judgmental.
Sexist. No, you do all that girl stuff. So,
now, when I think of Pinterest, today?
When I think of Pinterest, I think most of the conversations I hear about Pinterest are cooking and that sort of stuff. That's why I mentioned that.
I've actually found a lot of things on team building activities
on Pinterest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A lot of teachers use Pinterest.
I just hear...
There's a lot of educational things.
Sometimes people, you know, there are conversations in my house and they'll talk about, well, I saw this recipe on Pinterest or I saw this thing on Pinterest.
You know, I don't know about the conversations that happen in your house.
Well, they're women talking. And they're trading recipes. And I don't know what they do. That's all. The only thing I hear about Pinterest... You know some of these people.
I do know some of those people.
And so, they talk about recipes on Pinterest. I don't know what Pinterest is. I do know that people post things on it. But
I love it because I feel like you're digging.
Digging deeper and deeper.
You're trying to dig yourself out of a hole.
And it's getting deeper.
No, but you get
no,
messages.
I'm obviously not a
right,
user.
Right, yeah. No, but they send you these messages and say, hey, you know, this person just, you know.
Because they know what you've done.
Yeah.
Right. And that's the whole thing here. Anything you do, mm-hmm. somebody's keeping track of.
Yeah.
Okay. Let there be no doubt. And that's right. what today's is about. Let there be no doubt that everything you do, mm-hmm. every person you contact, every website you contact, everything you buy, mm-hmm. everything you even think about buying mm-hmm. is being... my daughter was at the University of Florida, and we would periodically get mm-hmm. hotel rooms mm-hmm. together. I get a hotel room advertisement every week from Gainesville, yeah. Florida. Every single week. And she hasn't been there for a year.
Yeah.
Okay. We haven't had a hotel room there for probably 2 years.
Yeah.
And I get an ad every week mm-hmm. from hotels in Gainesville. Okay. Yeah. They know, I mean, everything you do is being tracked
yeah.
and used.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal is to keep you on that screen.
Right.
Just as it was in the old days with TV.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why TV
right.
breaks. you know, they have timeouts and sporting events. And that's when they do their ads, but don't go anywhere because something exciting is about to happen.
In some sporting events, not soccer.
Can't do that with soccer, can you? Mm-hmm. You can't take a bathroom break or go to the concession stand.
Oh. So I'd have
to sit there for 90 minutes?
45, and you get a halftime
break. Oh, halftime break.
Yeah. So. All right, that's
now,
it for...
No, that's not it for today. I have more to add. This is the gender-specific issue.
Okay.
Video games are obsessive, mm-hmm. compelling mm-hmm. to boys because they give the illusion of competence.
Okay.
You really believe that you're getting better mm-hmm. at something. And you are because you can measure it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Skinner told us that years ago that you have to keep track. And so it's very easy to keep track of your progress.
Mm-hmm.
And your progress is being manipulated by the designer
mm-hmm.
because it's going to go at the rate you go. If
right.
you go slow, it goes slow. If you go fast, it goes fast. And so it's really tailored to the user. With girls, it's the illusion. Being
with social media.
With social media. Being digital is easier than real life.
Sure.
Okay. It's easier to function socially.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have much more control when you're doing it on your phone than when you're doing it in person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so you can track popularity mm-hmm. now. You can track your likes. You
right.
can track your streaks. You can keep track of how popular you are.
Right.
There's no doubt about it because I got 100 likes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just much easier to do this digitally than it is to do it in real life.
Mm-hmm.
The problem in both cases is that because they're addictive, because they're so compelling, because you're kept on the screen, if you spend 5 hours on a screen, it's 5 hours that you're not doing real life. No matter what
right.
other benefits there might be,
mm-hmm.
you're not doing real life.
Right.
And that's the problem. You see couples in restaurants on their cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving up a real relationship to mm-hmm. have a digital relationship. But the digital relationship is easier.
Right.
Real life is messy. Real life is hard.
Mm-hmm.
And this stuff is just a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier for boys to compete in a video game because it's private.
Right.
If you lose in a sporting event, everybody knows it.
Mm-hmm.
If you lose in a video game, nobody knows it.
Right.
And so it keeps your ego intact.
Yeah.
You can talk about winning. You don't have to talk about losing because nobody knows
right.
that you've lost.
Yeah.
Very seductive stuff.
Yeah.
And it is very addicting, and it's meant to be addicting.
Yeah.
It's designed to be addictive. So when you say, my daughter's addicted to her cell phone, it's designed to be addictive.
Right.
And I think that needs to be discussed.
Okay. We are going to talk about addictive behaviors
right.
in a couple of days.
Later. Right.
Because I still have some thoughts about that. So.
Well, but the designers are making them addictive. They're
yeah.
doing it. They're designing them to be addictive. And they're using psychologists.
Right.
To accomplish that goal.
We'll talk about that.
And these are troublesome topics, but we
yeah.
have to talk about them.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're
I'm not right. blaming anybody for it. I'm just saying this
just be aware that it's happening.
It is. It is that the devices are meant to be compelling.
Yeah.
Or addicting.
All right. Is that it?
All right.
Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We'd be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning.